Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Not Another Internet Guru podcast. I'm incredibly excited to bring you guys this episode because of two things. First, Oracle just entered the race to buy TikTok, which is amazing. Very good thing. I would be incredibly happy if Oracle bought it. Larry Ellison is an absolute G. He's a person that founded Oracle. Absolute gangster. Check him out if you haven't already, if you're into business or if you're in anything like that. I would definitely check him out. Secondly, I got accepted into the TikTok Creator Fund, and I've been having a ton of success with my own TikTok Creator Fund. If you guys want to learn more about it, get into my text platform. I'm sending out invites to it all the time. Almost every single day, I'm sending out invites. Before we get into the podcast and about a dozen questions from my latest YouTube videos, I need you guys to do me a huge favor and go follow two creators. The first one is at DaddySenpai696. The second one is at ECORMAC. That is Ecore Mac. I'm going to link out to both of them in the description of this podcast. You have to go follow them, go comment on their last video. And then what I want you to do is comment on the last video and say, hey, at Robert Benjamin, tag me in it, sent me here. And then what's going to happen is you're going to get entered to get a free shout out on this podcast and on my YouTube channel. I've been doing it on YouTube too. So guys, make sure you take advantage of that situation. Let's get into the question. First, are these videos real? I followed everything all YouTubers say to do to grow on TikTok. And the only success I've ever had was follow for follow. Doing it legit, I got 20 followers in 4 days. Yes, these videos are 100% real. Like, what do you think? That I just make up all the Instagram story highlights or fake all these followers and all these comments of people saying that they've gained a ton of followers? Yes, it is real. It sounds like you're not doing something correctly and you're putting that blame on other people. Instead of putting it on yourself, I'm not saying you need to beat yourself up and put yourself down, but you need to realize you're clearly not doing something correctly if you're not growing because everybody else is growing. Next question. What do you mean by trending hashtags? Hashtags trending in the discover area or trending hashtags related to your video or something else? This is a great question. It's going to be when I mention trending hashtags, they're the hashtags that are on the discover page. I am dropping a hashtag video tomorrow on YouTube at 10 a.m. So make sure if you want to learn anything about hashtags, because my opinion on hashtag strategy has changed. Make sure you check that out. Next question. What time zone is he in? I'm in Eastern time zone. 75% of the time, I'm going to be in Eastern time zone. I am about to go out to LA for a little bit, so I will be on the West Coast, but in most, I would say 70% of the time, I'm on Eastern time zone. Next question. I use the FireLiker app to get more views. Is this a reason to get shadow banned? Like, my account is only 3 days old, and I have like 60 followers, but one video got 1,000 views and the rest only 10. Yeah. Absolutely, that's going to get you shadow banned. And if you do that and try to get into the TikTok Creator Fund, they're not going to let you in. So I would strongly suggest nobody uses an app, nobody uses an automation software, nobody uses a bot. Don't do anything like that. You need to do two things. Post organically on TikTok. And if you want to buy views, you need to buy them from influencers duetting your video, using your sound, or using your hashtag like you can on the website. If you want to learn more about that, go to the description of this podcast. Next question. Hi, Robert. Is it possible that the majority of my followers are from another country, even though I'm from Malaysia? I have 91K followers, but only 66% of my followers are from the US, where my follower count from Malaysia is only 3%. Can you explain this? At SSYURKRII. I don't know how to pronounce that username, but that's your username. Nevertheless, it's probably because you're probably posting in English and you're probably posting at a time where it's very popular to be on TikTok in the United States. And I don't know if Malaysia has a language. Sorry for not being very culturally diverse. It's a country in Asia, occupying parts of Malaysia Peninsula, mix of Malay, Chinese, Indian, European cultural influences. What language? What language? All right. So this is why you're probably posting in English. So that is not the native language that is spoken in Malaysia, according to Google, when I type in Malaysia language. That being said, that's exactly why your content's being pushed in another country. Next question. One of my friends made the same video as me and she got on the For You page. Why didn't I get on the For You page? I don't mean to be, you know, an asshole by saying this, but a couple of reasons. Probably the hashtags that you use, probably the time that you posted the video. And third, your friend's video was just probably better. I don't know if she was wearing something different. Maybe she wore colors that stuck out differently, or it was posted at a different time. And that is why the time that you post really matters. I will be dropping a video on that soon, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Next question, when should I post? This is kind of a perfect segue. So right now, so I'll give you a time that I've been having a lot of success with. I'm not going to answer your question because like I said, my video that I release probably Tuesday of next week is going to be about the new posting times on TikTok. But I've been having a ton of success posting between 10:50 to 1:50 p.m., which is totally different from when I used to tell people to post. So I would strongly suggest that you guys start testing that time. Next question. Well, really a statement to begin with. Love the content. Would you say there's a difference between having a business account and a normal account? So I recommend everybody has a pro account. Everybody should have a pro account. Never have a normal account. And a business account, only do that if you're really a business. But other than that, I would always have a pro account. You need that. There is a huge difference between that and other accounts. You'll be able to see analytics and all things of that nature. So make sure that you have a pro account. Next question. Do you think an account which doesn't show their face or body or anything could grow? Absolutely. But you need to gamify that. You need to make it a game where people either one, you're playing a character or you're dressed up or something like that. Think about it. Marshmello is one of the biggest DJs. You guys don't know what he looks like. He doesn't show his face. So there's definitely a way to do it, but you have to gamify it. And it has to be something where like you're incentivizing people to do something as a result of like whatever it is, be it like you're going to come out of play or you're going to do a face reveal or something like that. Like there's got to be a reason why they're engaging with you. Next question. Hello there. Hello there, Robert. Could you please tell me why my daughter's video that she posted a couple hours ago is still under review? Thank you. Great question. Honestly, no, I can't tell you why your daughter's video is still under review because I don't know what the video looks like. That being said, though, I would not be stressed out if the video is under review. A lot of times when TikTok puts a post under review, when it gets at a review, they actually boost it and give it a ton of views. So I don't think that's a bad thing at all. Next question. Do you think I could grow as quick as you say if I have a dog channel? I have almost 6K after 5 weeks, so it's moving kind of slow, it seems. So just wondering, do you think it would matter if a human is in my videos or not? So you could grow a dog channel really, really, really quickly. So I just had somebody in my mentorship program. Let me pull up their exact handle and let you know how many followers they have now. Their name was Friends Company or something like that. I have a terrible memory nowadays. I don't know why. I used to have like the best memory ever when I was in college and when I was in high school. And now it is just bad. It's like, I don't smoke pot. I don't do anything like that. I don't know why my memory is so bad. Probably because I look at so many people's TikTok accounts every day. Nevertheless, though, they grew from zero to over 700,000 followers. I'm going to have to find their account and I'll put it in a YouTube video or put it on the podcast. But they grew over 700,000 followers. If you have a dog account, absolutely. I don't know if you guys saw it the other day. Maybe I'll repost it to this specific person, but I posted on my IG highlights, I think it was today, today's August 18th, a pug account that took my advice. They signed up for the mentorship program and they gained 2,000 followers overnight and had a video with 16K views. They're going to start blowing up too. It is 100% possible. And I've helped several cat channels too. If you have a dog or cat channel or something like that, it's incredibly possible to grow. You have to make sure that you're following the stuff that is going on within your niche though. Last question. Has 5 or so TikToks I posted got 0 views and likes. Does this mean I'm shadow banned? I never really got too many views before, but never 0 views on anything. Edit, forgot to say this. I've been on TikTok for more than a year now, and I used to get around 25 or so views. So it sounds like two things. And I wish you would have left your username because I would check out your account. But it sounds like you're either really young or you're using a VPN. There's going to be two solutions to that, right? Either first, if you're really young, I would really try to avoid showing your face. If you're under the age of 16, TikTok is going to suppress your content. Unless you have a deal with TikTok and then they don't suppress your content or you're famous or something like that, like the Ace family could show their kids. But if Joe Schmo shows his kid, then odds are his stuff's going to get suppressed. Other than that, the other thing that could be causing that is that you're using a VPN or you've bought fake followers or engagement like somebody else earlier in the podcast, but I doubt that's the situation here. The other situation could be that you're using a VPN. And if you do use a VPN, you need to make sure that it is on 24/7 because if it's not, TikTok is going to realize, because you got to remember guys, TikTok is tracking your location. Every app on your phone and your phone is tracking your location 24/7. So you guys need to realize that if you're using a VPN, they know that you're using a VPN. So that's probably why you're not using a 24/7. Or like I said, you're probably incredibly young. You probably look incredibly young. So they're suppressing your content. Either way, I just gave you the solution for both those things. So guys, thank you so much for tuning into this. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, please rate it 5 stars. Please make sure that you go follow the two creators and comment on their last video and tag me in it. I'm going to link out to both of them in the description of this podcast. And you guys really need to tune in to my YouTube video tomorrow. It's going to be about, like I said earlier, my hashtag strategy has totally changed. And I want to tell you guys about that and want to give you guys the hashtag strategy that will help your posts start to blow up. So you guys have to check that out 10 a.m. tomorrow, August 19th. If you're listening to this past August 19th, then go look at it. You have to go check out this video because I'm telling you, this is one of the essential things. That and the algorithm video are probably the most two important videos right now if you're trying to grow on TikTok.